is what I tell them, that I believe that I lived another life. A life as the Emperor Tuchas Freshi Asher. And together with my bride Schleesbaggis, we had an idyllic lifestyle. She catered to my every need, every whim. You see, that's the great thing about being an emperor. You call the shots. You want something, you snap your finger. I had men that hovered over me. Ejaculus!
Yes, your incontinence. What is it?
That's a ejaculus. You tell Orgasmicles for me that I want to be challenged with something new at the games today. You tell my centurions, Scroticles and Seminius, and when we get to the Colosseum, I want to see something I've never seen before. I'm bringing my favorite wenches.
Menstratia and Slutica will be with me. And I want to dazzle them. I want to hear the flippity-plop of estrogen. Do you hear me?
He said, as you wish, sire. And then they prepared my carriage, because I made an entrance when I went to the games. It had four posts. And my biggest guys, Testicules, Prostatius, Schmegmacles, and Douchebaggius, would carry me as I'd sit inside my little cottage. And they'd bring me to the games. There'd be a general clucking of the women as I entered. So envious of Schleesbaggius to have me as their husband. I'd see Endometria smiling demurely. Vulvatia with her come-hither glance. Menopausius standing nearby. I told you, Menopausius, shave, will you, for crying out loud? I hate that mustache on you. Jump in, Jiminy Cricket! We had a new centurion in there. Who the crowd had given thumbs down to. His name was Ardonicus. And this was the day that we turned the lions loose. This was the day that Ardonicus was to die. This was the day that Ardonicus was to meet his maker. And I remember Spiritocles said to me, sire, do you think the lion will just merely eviscerate him or take his head clean off? And Pubocles said, sire, will we see him mangled? Do you think he'll be able to defend himself against the lion? Theseus said, don't be ridiculous, Pubocles. Nobody's ever defended himself against a lion. But Pompeius came running in there. I said, sire, the games are about to begin. I said, great. Tell Bluebolius to get to his seat. He's going to miss all the action. Bluebolius arrived late with Circumcisius. And sure enough, Ardonicus was thrown into the ring. What we didn't realize was that Ardonicus snuck into the lion's cage in the night with meat, raw red meat, 100 pounds of raw red meat, and fed that lion over and over again so that the lion had a full belly,
so that the lion was bloated, so that when I gave the signal and I snapped my fingers and Dick Wheaties and gagged me with a spoonish, yanked open the gates. That lion just walked in there. Normally they'd spring to the kill. That lion just walked in there.
As Ardonicus sat down in the burning sand, upped his loincloth, revealing honey-smeared dotons, allowed the lion to just gently flick.
Yeah.
Look at that. How do you like that? Look at that. Are you watching, Schleesbaggers? I think that's going to be sweet. What do you think?
Simply unpredictable. It's the Grease Man on DC 101.